welcome to a Conversations of Change podcast with Dr. Jen Fram. You're listening to an 8-minute shock or a sharp hit of change. Why 8 minutes? Because sometimes 10 minutes is hard to find. And this week we're having a sharp hit of change with Bronte Jackson. Bronte, hello.
Hi, Jen.
Tell me, how did you get into change? What are you doing at the moment?
Okay, so at the moment I'm the head of the change practice at MetaPM, mid-level professional services firm. I've been head of the practice for just over a year. Prior to that I worked in Melbourne for about 5 years in a variety of change roles across different industries. And prior to that I was based in Rome, Italy for about 20 years.
Wow.
And I worked primarily with the United Nations Humanitarian Relief Organisations as change lead across a variety of different projects.
As you do. Lucky Melbourne to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you.
How did you get into that? That sounds fascinating.
Well, I did a lot of strategic planning and thinking. Not really. I actually won an airline ticket to Europe. And found myself travelling in Italy and thinking, my goodness, this place is gorgeous. What can I do to stay here? So I kind of knocked on a few doors and ended up, that's how I got to work for those organisations. But I guess working in change started before that when I studied social anthropology at uni, which is study of culture and social change. And when I kind of finished uni, most organisations were in a kind of change mode. They were really implementing a whole lot of new people-based management principles, and so just got a lot of on-the-job experience as well and found that I really love working with people in change.
How awesome. So tell me, is there a change that comes to mind that you're really proud of and something that really stood out for you?
A couple. I guess the one I would talk about is here in Melbourne because it's more relatable to people. It was with a statutory body who were implementing a new strategy. So they'd done a certain way for the last 3 years. They needed to do them very differently for the next 3 years, really different ways of working, different budget, et cetera, et cetera. But with a strategy change, you know, there's no real big bang start, you know. It's a pretty kind of dum-dum, like, you know, the government goes, yeah, do it. So I needed to really energise that change and really make a big deal about the fact that we were going to start working very differently. So I worked with the senior managers and we had a special day where symbolically we said goodbye to the way we were working before and we said hello to the new way. And one of those things that we did was take some time to really reflect on what we'd achieved over the last 3 years and there was massive achievements. Take some time to talk about the change. So we're not talking about the new strategy. We had a conversation about the change. What are we looking forward to? What are we worried about? What are we so glad we're not going to have to ever do anymore? And then I made a transition tunnel and I made them walk through it. And I gave them a balloon at the beginning, which had the old strategy on it. And I told them that by the time they get through the end of the tunnel, they have to have let go of that balloon.
Wow.
Or they could punch it or they could do whatever they wanted to it. And at the other end of the tunnel was one of the managers giving them a balloon with the new strategy written on it.
And then we
had a party. And it was great because it was just a way of really very clearly saying to everyone, we're going to do things differently and you know, face forward. And it was really, yeah, it worked.
Excellent. Conversely, do you recall a change that didn't go so well and perhaps what did you learn out of it? Perhaps you don't need to share the gories, but what did you learn out of the change that didn't go so well?
I learned that it's really, really important to go at the pace of the people who are impacted by the change. And that you might be able to see 6 steps ahead, you might be able to see what you're doing and trying to do is great, but unless they do, then, you know, you're talking about eggs, really.
Yeah.
It's pretty useless, all of your great skill and technical knowledge. And, yeah, I learned that it's really important to engage on a very deep level with your stakeholders.
Wow. So in your current role in building the practice, you must come across a lot of people who are curious about change, want to get into change. What's your advice to those people who think they might be thinking about a career in change management?
Yep, I do get a lot of people asking me those questions. I kind of ask people why they want to get into change management, and if that answer doesn't include a love for, passion for, or empathy with people, then I tell them not to bother. And people come from all kinds of backgrounds with change, but generally I find the ones who are good change managers and make it, even though everyone can have similar training, are those who have real empathy with people, and are able to collaborate and move with people.
Wow. Okay. Three most important things for people to heed about workplace change. What would they be?
It's not a silver bullet. It's never going to be quick and easy, people. Even with great change management, someone said to me the other day, great, so if we put all this great change management into place, that means there won't be any chaos or loss of productivity or resistance. I went, no, no, this is how you manage that. So, yeah, not a silver bullet. It's really important to have a structured approach to change. I'm a big believer in being iterative, but you need to have a base kind of line in the sand. You need to know what you're dealing with, who you're dealing with, and where you want to go. And you need to have resources for change and to see change management as an investment and not a cost.
Excellent. Last question for you. What's your favourite resources on change? Where do you go to top up on change management, whether it be books or courses or, you know, what's working for you at the moment?
Yeah, that's a difficult one because I actually like the Harvard Business Review. I keep abreast of all the magazines, all the articles that come out there, because they usually have top research articles from the top professors and schools in the US and the UK who are really have been the change thought leaders over the last 10 years. And I look at a couple of different blogs, look at LinkedIn, the articles that people have on LinkedIn, which are often regurgitated information. But what's interesting for me is they're often practitioners or operators' views of how different things have worked. Yeah, I think that's
mostly. Sounds absolutely excellent. Bronte Jackson, this has been a jam-packed, sharp hit of change. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jen.
If you enjoyed this shock, then do share with your colleagues and friends. You can find more at conversationsofchange.com.au, at Jen Fram on Twitter, or Conversations of Change on the Facebook.